there's a lot of new construction going on out there, especially in the dairy industry. Talk to you guys first.
Oh, definitely. There's tons of new projects. I can't keep up with the projects. There's so much lighting, livestock waters, ventilation. Those projects are, you know, continuous, especially in freestall barns. And don't forget about milk house equipment. There's plate coolers, water heaters, heat recovery tanks. All of those have good potentials for incentives through Focus on Energy and help lower the cost of your overall energy bill.
Now, the key is to get you guys involved from day one, though, isn't it?
Correct. It's best to give us a call to make sure that your equipment qualifies. We do have qualified product lists for our lighting, our ventilation, our livestock waters. We want to make sure that's pre-approved. And if it's not on our applications, that doesn't mean you can't receive an incentive. It would be a custom project, and that does need pre-approval before you order the equipment to not miss out on those.
So how does one go about the process if they want to get you involved?
Give us a call. We'll let you know kind of if it would be a prescriptive incentive or custom. And then you would want to find your trade ally, an electrician or a contractor that you work with, and get them involved so we can get the proper paperwork, whether it's a proposal or an invoice. And then you would go ahead, make sure it's been pre-approved, and move forward with your project as you would. And then we would submit the final paperwork when the project's done, and we can help take care of whether we need to stop out at the farm to verify any equipment or if they have any other questions.
What about for those who are looking to replace, let's say, an old milking system, replacing the compressors and so on?
There's plenty of incentives. There's incentives for replacing an old compressor to maybe a newer, efficient scroll compressor, incentive of $250 per compressor. There's also plate cooler. If you do not have a plate cooler currently and looking to go to installing one, there's a prescriptive incentive. Or if you're expanding and you have a bigger herd size and maybe need to upgrade your plate cooler, we could run that under our custom project and receive a decent incentive that way as well.
And these are some pretty big, pretty fast paybacks on these things too, aren't they?
I've seen paybacks close to a year and a half or under. Some of our lighting, it's, you know, months that you see the payback. All depends, you know, on your facility size and the type of facility you have. Obviously, those quick paybacks are the projects you want to get done, and so you can see that return on your investment and get that going onto your next project and keep lowering your utility bill and hopefully having higher production.
A number of utilities also have programs to go with yours, especially when it comes to rewiring programs, don't they?
Correct. A lot of the bigger utilities have a rewire program. If you're looking to upgrade your service, work with your utility. They have grants and loans out there that you can work with, and you can work with Focus on Energy and as well to partner up and take advantage of incentives for the fixtures or the equipment, and then your utility can help you with the rewiring and the service itself.
There are a lot of, let's take lighting for instance, a lot of units out there that say, well, they're high efficiency or energy efficient and so on. What are some of the key things to look for when choosing a true energy efficient fixture?
Depending on the type of fixture, obviously wattage is what is making it efficient, or the lower the wattage, you know, the less energy you're using. Obviously, you're still going to want high light levels to be able to see and be safe in having, you know, what you're trying to do, and you want to make sure you're working with an electrician to get the correct light levels. But we do have qualified product lists that have been tested by a third party to show it's meeting a standard. Well, there's a linear fluorescent. We want to make sure that they're, you know, putting in something that lasts. All of our LEDs that we are approving have to be Design Light Consortium listed, and that means that they, you know, met the qualifications and that we can, you know, back the product and say that, yes, it's been tested and that we know that it's going to meet our requirements as well.
How do the LEDs compare to the sodiums compared to the fluorescents?
It varies across the board. LEDs are a very, you know, energy efficient opportunity for a lot of customers to save lots of money on their bills. It kind of depends on the route you're going. There's a lot of LEDs that's a new emerging technology that's probably hot on the market right now. That's the most questions we get is about LEDs. But that's not the only, you know, available technology out there. There's linear fluorescence, induction. We're still offering incentives on those, and we plan to do so, you know, while our applications are still available.
Switching gears here, but to Focus on Energy also with the new grain dryer program.
Correct. It was just this year that we offered a prescriptive incentive for some of the smaller grain dryers. If you do have natural gas and you're looking to upgrade to a more efficient grain dryer, instead of having to go through the whole custom process, there may be a potential to do a prescriptive incentive, which is straightforward. You'd be able to calculate your incentive based off of the size of the grain dryer and the bushels per hour per capacity. And that would be something, as long as you meet those requirements, instead of going through the custom process, you could submit your prescriptive application and receive your incentive after the project is complete with minimal work with an energy advisor.
Oh, people would like more information on Focus on Energy.
If they would like more information, we have a 1-800 number that they can call, 1-800-762-7077, or Focus on Energy website, which is focusonenergy.com.